Noelle sighed heavily as the entourage approached the elven castle where she was to make her new home. Behind lay the forests of Danoth, her home for almost 25 seasons. Ahead lay her future, as uncertain and overwhelming as the castle towers that reached high above the clouds of Winterland. "You fear the joining?" Noelle turned to her sister. Solara's red wings fluttered in the cool northern breeze. She shook her head and flew closer to Solara, squeezing her petite hand. "Do not worry for me, sister. I have known of this betrothal my entire life. I do not dread what may be." 'Twas true, at least partly. Resigned to do her duty as the new queen of the Winterland, she did not fear joining with the elven king Garrick. Neither did she feel joy at the upcoming nuptials. It was simply the fairy way. Their entourage was protected by the elven guards who'd accompanied them on the trek from the Danoth forests to Winterland. Somber and quiet, the men concentrated on the woodlands on either side of the trail. Noelle knew what they watched for. Or rather, who? She shuddered, suddenly anxious to reach the safety of Winterland's gates. She flapped her wings quickly, rushing toward the castle entrance. She only hoped her mate-to-be wouldn't possess the visage of an ogre. If he were moderately pleasing to look upon, she could at least tolerate the union. The tall gates opened before them. She took a deep breath and peered inside. The common area was filled with people bustling about. All activity came to a halt as they stood at the entrance, awaiting an official greeting.
"Milady Noelle of Danoth, welcome to Winterland."
An old elven male greeted her with a bow, his gnarled hand sweeping forward as a signal for them to enter the courtyard.
"I am Lyman, the Ancient."
Noelle nodded and smiled politely at Lyman, ignoring the curious stares of the elven people assembled there. She turned quickly to glance once more at the deep green forests of Danoth. She hoped one day to return to her woodland for a visit. She would miss all her family and friends, especially her parents, who had bravely sent her on her way with tears in their eyes. But they, like she, knew that this union would provide protection for them all. Hopefully, her new husband would allow her to go back to Danoth and see them. As king and queen of Danoth, her parents could not leave the woodland forest, lest it fall under attack by those who wished to harm the fairy people. They could not even see their daughter Mary. Noelle fought back the tears. She would cry no more. She had duties. Duties she'd prepared her entire life for. And she would not shame her family by acting like a child. At least she had Solara and her other sisters to keep her company, as well as the guardians of the fairy and a handful of elders who'd come to witness the union.